Good morning. It's the 19th of November. Our New Testament reading today is 2 Thessalonians 1 and 2. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, Glimpses of Glory, and this chapter deals with the two letters to the Thessalonians. I read, "Of course, the Lord Jesus was always at the very heart of the gospel message, but the person of the Lord and the life he lived appears to have been particularly dear to the Thessalonians, and they longed for nothing more than to be with him." Notice that on 15 occasions in these two epistles, Paul refers to our Lord Jesus Christ. The words are, of course, not unique to these epistles, but nowhere, except possibly in 2 Peter, is there such a remarkable emphasis upon the intimacy of the relationship they enjoyed with the Lord Jesus. It was an experience the Thessalonians shared with Paul, Silas and Timothy, for he is our Lord Jesus. It was this association with him that had bound them all together in the life they lived. There were many gods and lords, but only one Lord Jesus Christ. He was their Lord. They belonged to him and he to them. And in this association they rejoiced. They longed for nothing more than to be with him, to be in his presence, to share with him in person, in glorious, incorruptible bodies, the life they had come to know through the apostles. Thus the apostle emphasized in chapter 4 that it is the Lord himself who shall descend from heaven. It is our Lord Jesus himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, as we read in today's second chapter, verse 16. What then was their hope? How did Paul express it? It was to be with the Lord Jesus, to be in his presence in the day of his coming, numbered amongst the company of the saints. Brother Dudley now cites several passages in these two epistles which develop that point. Here are two of them. First, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 19, "For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming?" And now from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him." The example of our brethren and sisters at Thessalonica poses some very searching questions for us. How do we feel about the life to which we have been called? Is it our overwhelming desire to be numbered amongst the saints of all ages, to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus when he comes in his glory? Are we comforted by this thought in the midst of all life's troubles and adversities? Do we appreciate the vanity and emptiness of all that the world has to offer, so that more and more we grow in our appreciation of the true value of the life to which we have been called in Christ? The promise is, "To you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe." That comes from the first epistle and chapter 1. He will be glorified in the saints, for they have been delivered from sin and death by this work of salvation, and his life is seen in them, for he is admired in all that believe. If this is truly our desire, let us comfort one another with these words. Thank you for listening to me.